She loved us unconditionally. She loved me unconditionally. She loved all mothers love unconditionally. But I can't say all. I think there are some examples where you have some bad blood, some bad connection. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the good connection. I want to talk about the unconditional love that our mothers gave. So you get the message. It's all about love. In 1 John 5, verse 1, it says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born from God. Whoever loves someone who is a parent loves the child born to the parent." So that's kind of talking about the grandparents a little bit there, isn't it? Where the mother and father has born the child, and the father's got really not a whole lot to do with it, huh? Most of you women would agree with me, right? Where the father has just a little bit of participation in it, or the mother has a whole lot of commitment to it, right? I don't need to talk to you mothers about that. You know exactly what I'm saying, huh? But so you born the parent. So whoever loves someone who is a parent loves the child. And then also in John, the gospel according to John 15:13. "No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends." Now Jesus is talking about friendship here, but he also knows that love is so powerful. We talked about this last week a little bit. Love is so powerful that you lay down your life for your children. Would you not? If the choice between yourself and your child's, most mothers especially, I don't know about some fathers, but most mothers would lay down their life for the child. I'd like to just I'd like to end with this and say, you get the message. It is all about love. Love transcends all. You can take the Ten Commandments and you can break up and you can dissect and you can paraphrase. You can do everything that you can imagine with those Ten Commandments. But the one ingredient that's in all of those commandments that glues it all together is love. What better example is there than the love of our mothers? Let us pray.